This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Happening this afternoon in Aurora.
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Hundreds of protesters have gathered outside the municipal building. They're rallying against the police shooting and killing of 14-year-old Jordell Deshaun Richardson. Police have just released video footage of the moments before officers detained and shot Richardson. The video shows officers chase and tackle Richardson, who was fleeing. The video also shows Richardson plead in what sounds like surrender to officers just after being detained and before he was shot. Richardson's mother, Lori, spoke to the crowd.
To know that the police didn't even try to think twice, that he was a child and that he's human. People make mistakes. They didn't give him a chance to redeem himself.
Police believe Richardson was armed with a deadly weapon, but it turned out to be a pellet gun. The shooting has prompted several investigations of the Aurora Police Department. Several sheriff's offices in Colorado will soon have to end their contracts with ICE. Governor Jared Polis signed a law this week that bans local law enforcement from collaboration with federal immigration detainments. Jeff Fabricatori is a retired ICE field officer for Denver. He says the new policy leaves just one private detention facility in the state.
Instead of keeping them close in Colorado, we'd be looking to move them out of state if we run out of space in Aurora. And now you're putting detainees further away from their families.
The new law takes effect next January. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.